I only talk God and I need a favor, and God I need a favor. Welcome to The Aggressive Life. It's time for another one question episode where I try to wax eloquently and healthily and helpfully on a question that you've asked. And today's question is, what is prayer and how do I get it to work? It almost seems like I seeded the crowd with this one. Like, who's asking about prayer? Actually, a lot of people ask about prayer, specifically people who have needs. If you don't have any needs, then you don't ask about prayer. If you've got all the money you need, if you've got all the relationships you need, if you have all the physical health you need, if you have everything you need, you probably don't need God, or at least you don't think of God. We generally come to God when there's a need that we can't meet. And when we have that need, that's when we start getting interested in prayer. Now, if you have come to God and gotten interested in prayer in your lowest moments, as you start rebuilding and start having higher highs, you'll keep that discipline and keep that going because you know what it meant for you. Some of us are frustrated with our prayer life, or we just don't pray at all because, well, Jelly Roll said, I only talk God and I need a favor, and God, I need a favor. That's some of us. If I don't need anything, then I'm not asking God. Others of us don't ask because we didn't hear anything from God before. God didn't do what we asked before. And so we don't want to be disappointed again, or we don't believe it works at all. Big idea is this. Every prayer you've ever prayed has been answered. Every single one. God answers three different ways. Yes, no, and wait. Yes, I will do it, which is more than you probably realize. Two, no, I will not do it. And three, yes, but you're going to have to wait. Sometimes timing is off, and God's biggest objective is to bring himself glory. His biggest objective includes fulfilling his purpose. And out of that objective, he wants children who have full lives, who are strong, who are prepared for the battle. And so some of what he does and doesn't do in our life is about preparing us and equipping us for things that God wants. If he gave us everything we asked for, we probably would be literally fat, dumb, and happy and not be very mobilized. Some things he makes us wait for because it's the strengthening of the waiting process that gets us going where we are going. Hey, you might struggle with prayer. You might not be praying at all. You might have a philosophy like I did of, I'm not going to talk with God unless something is really, 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 really bad in my life because I don't want to pester God. What if I talk to him so much that he just loses his patience with me? I want it to be so when I talk to him, he says, ooh, man, Brian, my man Brian's calling. Sheesh, this must be a big one. I better pay attention to this. That was just wrong. God loves to hear your voice. If you haven't spoken to him for a long, long time, he'd love to hear from you. If you speak to him all the time, he loves to hear you. If your prayers have been horrible, if you had a horrible prayer life, you've been a selfish person, whatever you think might disqualify you from having a good relationship with God, trust me, where you are right now is exactly the kind of person that God wants to hear from. I had a thing that happened this last week that was pretty interesting. I came out of my office and I'm kind of touchy, appropriately so. I like grabbing people by the neck. It's kind of a means of affection for me. I got a big, huge guy here where I work. Just a massive. He's a tower of a man. He looks like Kimbo Slice a little bit. That's why I call him Slice. And I, whenever I see him, I like to come up and just like bump into him. Bump, bump. It's like bumping a soft, immovable wall. It's therapeutic. Anyway, so I like to touch the thing. So I came out and my assistant was outside of the office one day and I went to grab her neck, just kind of grab your neck, kind of affirming way. Hey, you're doing good. And I could see she froze up, which Tomorrow is not a person who freezes up. She's not like freaked out by me touching her neck like that. So I thought, well, what's wrong? You know? So I said, hey, what's going on? She said, I've had a really, really bad neck. So I just was really concerned that, you know, I was going to hurt, my neck's going to be hurt more while I was doing that. I said, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I said, hey, you want me to pray for you? She goes, yeah. So great. Put my hands on her shoulders, on her neck. Were you there for that, Dirt?
I was, yeah.
I put my hand
sitting
on,
right across from her.
Am I saying this properly?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So I put my hands on there, pray for her, and pray for healing, loosening of the muscles. I envision in my mind when I'm praying, I don't want to just say the words, the biro words. I want to use my mind, picture in my mind what's happening, what I want to see happening. So it's like I'm almost seeing healing fluid coming down her body, coming down through her neck, through her spine. I'm seeing muscle fibers, they're knotted up, unknotting and becoming loose. I'm picturing these things and praying these things. And then when I was done, I looked down at her, she was crying. And I said, what's going on? She said, well, I don't have any pain. I had a chiropractor appointment set for this afternoon. Now I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go cancel it. Her neck has been great since. Now, I have plenty of things that I have prayed for that God has said no to. My wife has a chronic condition with her wrist right now. And I prayed a lot for her, and my prayers aren't doing it. She's starting to make some progress now, but doesn't look like it's through my prayers. So I just say to say, I'm a guy who does a fair amount of praying, and I've got a fair amount of success stories, and it's still hard for me, and I still get frustrated when I pray, and I still have a lot of no's or seeming unresponsiveness from God, and I still do it because I believe it. And I've seen it happen before. The biggest incentive to pray are yeses you get from God, and you only get God's yeses from God when you pray. So I pray, I'll get a yes, that incentivizes me to pray some more. When you pray, it doesn't matter really what you say. God understands the inclination of your heart, but he wants to hear from you, and he's got to know that you're into it. One pastor, Paul Ongicho, said, if your prayers don't move you, they won't move God. Silent prayers are fine. Any prayer is fine. But my most effective prayers, where I've seen the miraculous, actually, is when I'm the most animated. So how can you do that? You can be animated when you're on your knees. You can be animated when I'm praying like this. I'm praying like, God, would you please heal? Or, God, if thou'st wouldest thou please, if it's your will, pray. No, be interested in this. If they don't move you, they're not going to move God. And by the way, when you say, I pray for Dirt, and then you go on the next person, I pray for Johnny, you didn't pray for them. You just mentioned their name and put the word pray before them. What does that mean? I pray for Dirt. You have to be specific. I pray that Dirt would have an amazing burst of creativity as he puts this podcast together, and you give him the wisdom to do his job well and to thrive in his family and his kids, to be growing and doing great. And I pray also that Dirt's family would be healthy, and this health issue that would go, you know, I'm being specific now, specific. We have to be specific when we pray these things so God knows what we're asking for. See, the mystery of prayer isn't that God says yes sometimes. The mystery of prayer isn't that God says no when we think he should be saying yes. The mystery of prayer isn't why does it take a long time. The mystery of prayer is that there are some things that God is going to do no matter what. And there are other things that God is not going to do no matter what. And then there are some things that God's only going to do if somebody prays. That's Mr. Wow. Billy Graham said, heaven is full of answers to which no one ever bothered to pray. So when you pray, I'll give you my last little snippet here for you. There's no prayer structure is a bad prayer structure, but having a prayer structure can be really helpful. I wrote a book a number of years ago called Welcome to the Revolution, which was written for people who were new believers, new followers of Christ. And I gave this outline, which I didn't make up. I got it from somebody else, I think. I've been talking about it for so long. Maybe I've forgotten it was for me. I don't think it was. But the acrostic is pray, P-R-A-Y. So how to pray? Start with praise. That's the P. Tell God what you think of him. Encourage him. Tell him that you notice his attributes, that he is big, that he is kind, that he is holy. Thank him and praise him for the food that you have, for the shelter you have over your head, for the relationships that you have. Praise him. Everyone likes a good compliment, and that's God. We actually says the Bible says that we actually can bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Like me, little me, what do I have to possibly give God that he feels blessed? Well, it's one of his creatures says, God, I see you, I recognize you, and I'm in my proper place underneath you. That's a P. R, repent. We tell God what we're sorry that we did. We articulate what was wrong. I had a little white lie with my wife. I had to repent. She said I was I was actually in the bathroom. If you must know, you must not know, but I'm telling you, I was in the bathroom doing some business, and she called. So I was talking with her, and as she's talking, I've got another app on my phone open. I can't remember what app it was, and I was half listening to her, half squeezing one out, and half looking at this other app, and I the way I was behaving, she said in the phone, are you listening to me? Are you doing something else? And I went, no. What? You just said, and I could barely remember the last sentence. That was a lie. I need to repent of that lie. An understandable lie, a quote-unquote white lie, but nonetheless, my instinctual thing was to deny that I was multitasking when talking to my wife. And to lie. What are those things that you can remember? Repent of those things. Tell God you're sorry. Now, once you've done those two things, you've praised him and you repented, now you're ready to ask. What is it you want? What is it? I like starting with asks that are others focused. God doesn't say anywhere that I'm aware of in the Bible that he'll listen to our prayers or give us more yeses if we pray for others first before ourselves. But it seems to work for me. It just kind of seems to make sense that I feel less selfish if I pray for somebody else before I pray for myself. But what's the specific thing? Like I just prayed for dirt there before. So if I did that, I'd probably feel more free and to pray for, I'll pray, God, I pray right now. I just ordered those motorcycle tires. I need them to get in and get installed in the next 3 days so I can go on this trip. Would you please get those motorcycle tires here and help me get them installed? No wrinkles with the delivery system. Well, that's a simple prayer, but that's something I would pray. That's fine. Ask. What do you want to ask him for? And then the final step is the why, the yield. That is when you've done all the talking and now you just stop. God, is there anything you want me to hear? And this is where the still small voice of God may come to us, where we think of somebody else and we think we need to call them, encourage them maybe, or we think of some other adjustment in our life that we need to adjust. We think of something by yielding to him. We open up our hearts and minds to hear from him. How would you like it? If someone came over to your house or called you on the phone, all they did was talk, yeah, blah, 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 blah. All you did is listen, blah, 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 and you never got to talk. Maybe we don't hear God more often because we're not quiet long enough to hear from him or even to learn what his voice sounds like. So I hope this is helpful for you. If it was, you want to hear more, I recently gave a 35, 40-minute talk on prayer. I'm going to link it here in the show notes, and you can hear that, and hopefully that helps. You do these things. Start where you are. You're doing fine where you are right now. Just know we can all go to a new place. You can get to a new place with prayer, and it actually can transform your life and transform other lives. It's a powerful thing. We'll see you next time on The Aggressive Life. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt@briantome.com to get a free Aggressive Life sticker. Find more on Instagram at Brian Tome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.